Hello there, and welcome to episode 3 of Unboxed, a podcast about opening up subscription boxes. This podcast is about the Wizarding World box that Loot Crate puts out. This is actually about January's box. I know this podcast is coming out in March. The box was not received till the last week of February, but it is the January 2018 box. The theme is The Ties That Bind. No matter the bloodline, family ties run deep in the Wizarding World. With this crate, explore some of the heirlooms and traditions passed through generations, connecting people together, or sometimes driving them apart. Now, the first thing I noticed about this box when I pulled it out of my mail box was how small it was. Normally, these boxes are actually bigger than the average loot crate, but this one is quite a bit smaller. But it had some heft to it, so I was still hopeful about quality of products inside, and there were some decent products inside. It was still a bit disappointing for the weight, but the delay in waiting for it. It was supposed to be January, it was a month late, and it was just disappointing. Anyways, let's talk about what's actually inside the box. Quick disclaimer before I do, though, this is a box that my wife Kara receives. She's a Harry Potter fan. I don't dislike the franchise, I just never got into it. So this box is for her, but I am doing this little review of the box for this podcast. So what is inside this crate's magical loot? All right, here we go. First item is a Hogwarts house tie. This is a Loot Crate exclusive item. The bond with your Hogwarts house is one that can never be broken. Show off your pride with this tie, a key component to any Hogwarts uniform, featuring your house colors and mascot. They had one for each house: Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin. The Gryffindor one is the one that Kara received. So this box came with Gryffindor. I actually like all the ties. The Gryffindor tie is that deep red with a mustard yellow and orange horizontal stripes, and then, of course, the Griffin on the tie. I only have a portion of what the other ties look like. Ravenclaw is a nice blue with a dark gray and light gray stripe. Hufflepuff is a brighter yellow with the same dark gray and light gray stripe, or similar dark gray and light gray stripe. They might be slightly different. And then, what is that? Slytherin is a dark green with a gray and a light green horizontal stripe. And I'm assuming that they have house emblems on them as well. I just can't see them in this picture. The picture I'm referring to is the little insert that comes in the box. Item number 2, also an exclusive to this box, is the Black Family Tree Tapestry Shawl/Scarf. Trace the roots of the infamous Black Family with this family tree tapestry shawl that can also be worn as a scarf. I'm reading the descriptions from this insert. The scarf I actually thought was pretty cool. I'm not going to wear it, but Kara might enjoy it. I do like the tie myself and do plan on wearing it. Kara just doesn't have too much opportunity to wear a tie, but she has worn them in the past, so maybe she'll borrow this one at some point since she's given it to me. But the shawl/scarf does have a pretty cool design on it. I'm not familiar with the Black Family, but I think it is pretty neat. Item number 3, Rowena Ravenclaw's Diadem Pin, also a exclusive. A lot of times these boxes come with enamel pins. This one's no different. The one thing that has really set this box apart from the regular Loot Crate box, in my opinion, is the pin. At first, I thought it was a brooch, not really an enamel pin. They are bigger, they are heavier, they are more ornate. She's gotten some really cool pins in these boxes. P-I-N, pin, for anybody who's having trouble understanding me there. I'll read the description. Rowena Ravenclaw's lost diadem was one of the most famous wizarding heirlooms, even after it was stolen by a powerful dark wizard. The Horcrux series continues with this exclusive pin. And the fourth item is the Wand Book. Now, we actually saw this book over at Barnes & Noble several weeks ago, maybe even longer now. And it's a cool book. It's like a coffee table style book. It's maybe 4 inches tall by about 7 inches long, maybe 6 inches long. And it basically just goes through the wands, has a picture of them, has a description of them, who they belong to, maybe something special about the wand, some little factoids in there. Here's the full description. Receiving a wand is an important step in every witch or wizard's life. In this Loot Crate Edition wand book, explore some of the most famous wands of the Wizarding World and the wizards they chose. So, in the series, in case you're unfamiliar, the wands choose the wizard. Harry, you know, he goes to the wand store, I forget the name, over in something alley, Diagon Alley, maybe? Anyways, goes to the wand store, the wand store shopkeep, goes through a bunch of wands, he's like, no, this isn't right, this isn't right, this is right. He even has Harry hold several of them, trying to find the right one, till finally gets to the one, he's like, no, this is the one. And the idea is that the wand and the wizard, or the wand and the witch, need to work together as one, and so they are matched, they are unique. Again, I'm not a big fan of the series, so I don't know if wizards and witches can pick up other wands and use them, and they're just less effective, but it is cool that the wands are unique to people, I liken it to Star Wars, where lightsabers are unique to their Jedi. Part of the Jedi training is to build your own lightsaber. In this, part of becoming a witch or a wizard is getting your own wand that is unique to you. I think that's pretty cool. Now, one thing from that description of the wand book is, in this Loot Crate Edition, like I said, we saw this book over at Barnes & Noble. Anybody can buy this book, but it is the Loot Crate Edition. It has a little Loot Crate stamp on it. I'm not sure what other differences there are. I have gotten other books from Loot Crate, and they are Loot Crate Editions also. Again, I'm not sure what all the differences are, but they are a little special, at least. And as with most Loot Crate boxes, there is something special about the box itself. Like I said, it was small, but it has a design on the inside, so you can turn the box inside out, and then you have what looks to be maybe a wooden chest of some sort that has a picture of a witch flying on a broomstick at the top of it. There appears to be a house or maybe the school itself in the background of that, and then really the foreground of the picture is something that looks kind of like a compass that has different names on it. Ronald, Jenny, Percy, George, and Fred. So these appear to be students' names, I think, with George and Fred. At first, I thought the names Percy and Jenny, I'm not sure, were names of ghosts that inhabit the school, but I don't think that's the case here. And it's kind of like a spinner or a compass, and it has in transit, lost, home, mortal peril, Quidditch, work, school, and garden. So it reminds me of one of those paper fortune tellers we made back in elementary school. And it's like, hey, what am I going to do today? Or who's going to be assigned what task type thing? Maybe that's what it's for. I'm not sure. So get back with me. If you know this franchise better than I do, and I haven't quizzed Kara in depth about it, but if you know what this box is supposed to represent, let me know. Leave a comment, give some feedback, and I would look forward to hearing from you. If you like what you just heard about with this Loot Crate box, then I would suggest getting your own Loot Crate subscription, whether you get the main Loot Crate subscription, one of their specialty subscriptions, like this J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World subscription that comes out every other month, or one of their other bi-monthly subscriptions, or maybe a one-off box. They've got a lot of different options for people out there. You can get $5 off by going to thetalkinggeek.com and clicking the link on the right-hand side to get $5 off of a Loot Crate purchase. Check that out. Thank you very much.